The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with the assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to The Musketeers. I'm Francis, and this show coming to you from Mochiweka Studio here at Fresh FM, your community radio station. We interview people on topics of interest within our community. And that was Fashion by David Bowie, which brings us to our next topic, the Arts Council. They are in partnership with Crafty Tarts and Textiles Rescue. They are holding an upcycled fashion show. And today we have Barbara Nicholas from Textile Rescue and Julianne from Mochiweka Arts Council in the studio. Welcome into the studio. How are both of you?
I'm good. I'm really excited about the project that's coming up and the show that we're putting on.
And I'm fine too. And I'm also very excited. I'm very excited about the creativity that's being shown. And I'm very excited about the environmental message that we're spreading.
That's awesome. We'll start with you, Julianne. Tell us a bit about the origin of the upcycle fashion show idea.
Mary Nichols and I were in the Arts Council office, and Val Armstrong from Crafty Tarts came in and said that they were really keen on the idea of doing a recycled fashion show, but they didn't have the resources, and could we help? And we thought this was a great idea, and so it was born.
Oh, that's awesome. Barbara, who and what are Crafty Tarts and Textile Rescue?
They're two different community groups, both centred around the use of fabric in different ways. So Crafty Tarts, that Val's part of, is in Motueka. They meet every week and make a lot of stuff from recycled things for all sorts of projects around the place. And Textile Rescue, that I'm involved in, is a Nelson Tasman group that is focused on ways to reduce fabric to landfill. And with that has come a whole thing about how to upskill people so that they can repair, recycle, upcycle, do creative things with fabric, and so that it doesn't all end up just in the landfill.
Is this the first show of its type for Motueka Arts Council?
Yes, it's the first, I think, it's the first kind of this fashion show in the whole of Motueka, as far as we know. And we're hoping it might become a regular event, but it is actually turning out to be quite a lot more work than we had anticipated. But it's been a great fun doing it, and a good journey. So, yeah, certainly the first thing like this that the Arts Council has done.
That's awesome. Could this be seen as a way to pull away from fast fashion?
Definitely. I mean, that's partly what it's about, is the environmental side is recognising that fast fashion is one of the big contributions to landfill and to lots of synthetic fabrics, and what we're trying to do is create an opportunity for people to think more about what they choose to wear, what sort of fabrics it's made from, and how to reuse and create and make something new without needing to bring in some lots of different new synthetic stuff from elsewhere. So real opportunity for people to be creative while still being stylish. Yep.
I reckon that's a great idea. How can people enter?
The date for entering is now passed, so we've got over nearly 70 entries in, and people are now working on their final making and creating. But the opportunity for the public is to come to the show on the 27th of June. So the tickets are now available on the Arts Council website or through Potter's Patch. And we're really looking forward to being able to show the wonderful work that people have done. Some of the work is upcycled wearable clothes, and others is fantastical outfits. So people have been able to choose which category they go into.
Sounds very exciting. Can't wait for that to come up. What categories are there?
Those are the main categories, fantastical outfits, I think we call them, and then wearable art, and then there's another category for fantastical accessories, so hats, bags, that sort of thing. We've had fewer entries in that, but we've had a good number of entries in both the other categories. And then there's both adults and under 14. So we've got prizes in both for adults fantastical, adults wearable, under 14 fantastical, under 14 wearables.
And the community has been incredibly generous in terms of prizes. We've got prizes donated by lots of local retailers, and we've had really generous prizes donated by Mitre 10 and by Ed Tyne, the audiologist. And I suppose the whole thing has come about because we had grants from Creative Communities and Tasman, Tasman District Council, and also the Lions. So we've been very, very lucky in terms of support from sponsors and retailers.
Are there many schools involved?
The Motueka High School is very involved. So their 11 and 12 students have been doing this as part of their textile course. So we're really excited to see what they come up with. And then some of the primary schools and homeschool people apparently have also entered as well. So, yeah, it's good.
Oh, that's exciting. What sort of interest has been generated so far?
We're blown away a bit by just how many entries we've got. So there's been a really high interest, and that's coming from across the community. We've got people from some of the retirement homes who are putting in projects. We've got things coming from homeschooled people. We've got individuals in the community who are doing it, people at the high school. So there's a wide range of people who have engaged and have put items in. So that's really exciting. And then tickets seem to be selling really quickly for the show, so we're excited by that too.
That's yes, awesome. And actually when I talk to people, quite a lot of people say to me, oh, I've heard about the fashion show more than anything else we've ever done. People seem to know that it's there and that it's happening.
I hope you guys are excited for it.
Very excited.
Almost prepared.
Yes.
We're coming in close to June. What is the prize pool?
Well, the first prize is for each of the big categories for the adults. The first prize is 500. Second prize is 300, third prize is 200. So that's due to really generous sponsorship. And then we've got some other prizes for the under 14s. Can't remember what they are at the moment. And then a whole lot of raffle sponsors have given us things that we're able to put in a raffle as well to pay for the costs of putting all this on.
It's really exciting. Is this likely to be a private venture like WOW, and do you hope it can become as popular?
Well, it would be a bit ambitious of me to say to become as popular as WOW, but maybe it's going to become the WOW of Motueka, so that's something. Kaikoura has a very big recycled fashion show, and it's become a really big event. They do it every 2 years, so we're not there yet. But you never know, in future it might be.
And I think the thing that's different from WOW is all fantastical stuff, and we're trying to do both WOW and the wearable, because part of this is contributing to that culture shift to not just having new clothes for 24 hours and throwing them out, but thinking about how we can actually be creative with our clothes while having a much reduced environmental impact. So that streetwear category is very important for this particular show as well.
Where is the show being held?
It's at the Motueka Memorial Hall, which is in Parr Street. And it's a really good venue for this. It's the only venue really that would have been suitable in Motueka, because it's got dressing rooms and it's got the capacity to have quite a big audience. But also there'll be a runway as well, which the men's shed is very kindly erecting for us. So the models will be able to go round and do a turn. Yeah.
That's awesome. What is the cost to attend?
Adult tickets are $20. Under 16s is $5. I think that's...
And there's a family ticket, yeah, which is two adults and two children for $40.
So basically two adults can take two children for free.
It's really cute. Will there be a People's Choice Award?
No, we've decided not to do a People's Choice Award this year. It just got too complicated. We're all on a steep learning curve making this happen, and one or two things we've just simplified. But on another year, when we're more practiced at doing this, there may well be a People's Choice Award.
Oh, sounds exciting.
Presents requested this evening, it's formal, a top hat, a white tie, and tails. Nothing now could take the wind out of my sails, because I'm invited to step out this evening with top hat, white tie, and tails. Oh, I'm putting on my top hat, tying up a white tie, brushing off my tails. I'm duding up my shirt front, putting in the shirt studs, polishing my nails. I'm stepping out, my dear, to breathe an atmosphere that simply reeks with class. And I trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas. For I'll be there, putting down my top hat, mussing up a white tie, dancing in my tail.
Mercing up my white tie, dancing in my tails, putting down my top hat. Mercing up my white tie, dancing in my tails, putting down my top hat.
Welcome back. We've just had Top Hat, White Tie and Tails by Fred Astaire. You're still listening to The Musketeers, and we still have Julianne and Barbara Nicholas with us. Shall we talk about the organizer's skills behind the scenes?
Well, Julianne has managed to pull together a wonderful, diverse group of people to actually organize this. So we've got people around the table who are very skilled sewers themselves, people who have made costumes themselves, people who are very good at marketing and going and talking to potential sponsors. We've got people with the skills to design great posters using some IT stuff. We've got Julianne with her skills in actually raising some core funding and even pulling together the people. And then we're fortunate enough to had got enough funding to employ a coordinator. So Danny Louie is pulling it all together, keeping track of all the bits and pieces, and giving us some confidence that we'll be organised on the night. So, yeah, we're a very diverse group of people, but we're all motivated by the same sort of thing of how to help fashion, creativity, environmental impact all come together in this event.
Do we have judges, and who are the judges?
Yes, we do have judges.
We do. Yes, we have three judges. We have Rene, who's the proprietor of Ormolu, the dress shop in Motueka. We have Emma, who's she's a dance teacher, ballroom dance teacher. But she also has quite a lot of experience in fashion, things like ball gowns. And then we have a youth council representative, Milo, who's actually at the high school. So we've got a good mix of judges.
So, Frances, you go to Mott High. I'd be really interested to know what the high school students know about the show.
In fact, I do. I am within the textiles class. That is, one of the textile classes that we're attending. I'm in the Year 12 one. I would say that some of the designs that have been set up on the mannequins are looking really exciting, and if I were to describe them in one word, I would say enchanting. They're looking really good, I would say.
It's very exciting to think that we've got the engagement with people at your age, there's so many skills that we're really keen for younger people to develop, because just that whole thing about being able to repair something, being comfortable using a sewing machine, developing the skills of drafting your patterns, being able to look at what's in the op shop and think, oh, I can take those three garments and make something really wonderful and new and stylish. Those are all skills that if you get them when you're young, you carry with them your whole life, and that's a real motivation thing for us to know that there's another generation that has the excitement of the making and the creativity that comes with that.
Yes, in fact, we had a series of workshops that helped people to think about design and sewing and stitching, and that was part of it as well. So that part of the thing was about upskilling people.
So those workshops included one on creative uses of denim, because there's a huge amount of denim in the world that could make its way to the landfill but can also be used to make great stuff. There was another one that was about hand stitching and embroidery and being able to enhance something with a bit of hand stitching. There was another one that was just helping people think about how do you design, what do you think about when you're doing the design work, and then another one that was helping people think about how they could use sewing machines in creative ways, so not just doing the forward and back, but being able to get some skills and confidence about using sewing machines. So we were really lucky to get a good group of tutors who were able to offer those.
Those days are over. You don't have to sell your body to the
And that was Roxanne by The Police. Welcome back to The Musketeers. We are still interviewing Julianne and Barbara from Textiles Rescue and the Mochueca Arts Council. We'll focus into the message of this show. Do you think we've lost the art of doing for ourselves with knitting and sewing crafts?
I think we have, because suddenly clothing became very cheap and very accessible at a certain time in history. And so we started having the idea of lots of clothing promoted to us. So we began as a collect, I mean, individuals were different, but there were a cultural shift to let's have lots of clothes that we can change all the time, we can always have something new, we can always have something fresh. And it didn't cost us as much as it used to. It didn't cost us an effort, and it didn't necessarily cost us as much in dollars per clothing. So there's been a big culture shift over the last 40 odd years that has taken away the incentives to learn how to sew and how to knit. And in fact, some of those things have become very expensive hobbies. If you want to buy new wool, it's, you know, knitting a jersey is not a cheap option when you can actually get something much cheaper elsewhere. But with the message of this show is to try and recover that sense of the value of clothes, the value that is both the love and the skills and the materials that have gone into making something that we wear. So natural fabrics, what they do, they're lovely to wear. They don't have as much of an environmental impact as buying synthetic things. When we start thinking about the story behind the clothing we wear, there's a whole story about who and how do they make the fabric, how was this put together, was it done by sweatshops, what does that mean for the life of those people who have made these things, and then what happens to it after we've finished wearing it, where does it go, does it get used, does it end up becoming part of that, but those big mountains of discarded clothing that you might find in India or parts of South America or parts of Africa, that all the clothing that we've just thrown out because we've worn it twice and we don't want to wear it again. Or are we finding ways to actually reuse, remodel, reshape those clothes and putting some of that love and care and the creativity into thinking about how we use stuff and how can we how can we make it a great pleasure and delight to make something new and beautiful that we can then wear and feel proud of the story behind it?
There's one thing I would add about the environmental impact as well is the chemicals and the amount of water that's used in places where they actually don't have a lot of water necessarily, and a lot of the chemicals that are used in the dyeing process, in the treatment processes, are incredibly toxic, and all of that is going somewhere. So there's lots of environmental aspects to this that people need to think about when they're actually buying something.
You have a few clothing store sponsors. Wouldn't people see this show as opposing them?
Well, initially, maybe, but what we explained was we're not against people buying new clothes. Well, I say we, I mean, I'm talking about people who care about the environment, because people will need to buy new clothes sometimes and they'll want to buy new clothes. But if you're going to buy new clothes, then it pays to buy really good quality clothes. And yes, it's more expensive at the outset, but they will last longer and they will generally be made of materials which don't have such a toxic impact. And they can be, when you've come to the end of your life with it, they'll still be fine to be upcycled. They won't deteriorate in the way that a lot of cheap clothing does.
We're also becoming to find a lot of plastics and microplastics in our materials and clothing now. What would you say are the long-term effects of this?
Well, that's a very good point, because so much cheap clothing is made of synthetic fibre these days, and all synthetic fibre originates in oil, basically, in plastic. And every time you wash your clothes, those fibres get shed. The more often you wash, the more fibres that get shed. So another message is don't wash your clothes as often as you think you have to. And then they eventually make their way into the ocean. Fish eat them, we eat fish. The microplastics damage in the environment is huge, and I don't think we have any idea yet what the impact of that is going to be, and it's actually quite scary. So avoiding synthetic fibres is not only good for your skin, but it's also very good for the environment.
Well, thank you very much for both of you coming in. It was really, really exciting to have you guys here. What was that? Where can people get tickets?
Well, they get tickets from the Motueka Arts Council website, which is motuekaartscouncil.com, and they can buy tickets from there online. If they don't want to buy them online, they can buy physical tickets at Potter's Patch in the High Street.
Well, we'll be letting you go now, sadly. It was lovely meeting both of you.
It's been a pleasure. It's been
really good. Thank you for the chance to talk about the show.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you for listening to The Musketeers. I'm Francis. You can catch us in a fortnight's time with a brand new show.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.co.nz, for our contact details.